The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Daryl Hazel. The Boilermakers are 1-4 in conference play and 2-7 overall. Purdue visits Northwestern on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, we're still searching for that consistency with our guys week in and week out. We'll play a good game one week, and the next week we didn't play as well as we like to play. But guys are continuing to work extremely hard and looking forward to going up to play Northwestern, a good football team, well coached, and a lot of good players on the field.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from the line of Jesse Temple with ESPN.com.
Dale, just going back real quickly to last week, what stood out to you about what Illinois quarterback Wes Hunt was able to do against your team?
He looked very comfortable. He got into a rhythm early in the football game, and I thought he made some good throws. We thought we could play a lot of man-to-man coverage, press coverage, and make him uncomfortable. We never got to him. We thought we were able to get to his feet and disrupt the passing game, but he got comfortable early and got into a rhythm.
Has he been one of the more consistent or better quarterbacks in the league at this stage?
I think certainly for last week he was very good. I mean, I thought he played at a high percentage and made all the throws that he needed to make. He made some early on a crossing route, and that kind of took the wind out of our sails pretty early. But he's a good player, really good player.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, your team has had a lot of success in the red zone offensively so far in conference play. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, what you've seen from your team that's allowed you to have such great execution in the red zone?
Well, we try to keep the package real small down there, and we try to figure out if we're going to get man or zone and act accordingly. We weren't as good last week as we needed to be down there, but I think we've been very efficient in terms of execution and keeping our package small and guys being able to make some tight, close-knit plays, really close coverage plays.
Now, Coach, as far as Northwestern's concerned, I know it's been a number of years since your team's made the trip over to Evanston, but what are you expecting from the Wildcats so far based on what you've seen on film?
That's a good football team. Defensively, they're really good. They keep the ends wide and play a four-man front. They play umbrella coverage, cover four in the back end, but they just play so hard defensively and they get to the ball. Offensively, they spread you out, four and five wides, and sometimes they shift him back into the backfield. They get a nice little running back who finds the seams, and he's tough and he's quick. So they're doing a nice job up there.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. Take care.